So I have to finish early again. We'll do a little thing, but thank you for being here. Reading from Jivadharma, chapter 38, Shringaras Vichar, Mukta Sambhog, and Asta Kaliya Leela. Om Jnana Timurantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Mulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dabhati Svapadantikam Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Maye Vicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Shringara Ras Vichar, Mukya Bhoga, and Ashta Kaliya Leela. Vijay Kumar, with folded hands, inquired from his Gurudev about Sambhog Ras. He replied affectionately. So, we're following Vijay, remember Vijay and Rajanath, in this novel, Jivadharma, and we're following how they're advancing in Krishna consciousness, and they've qualified to actually understand and practice deeper aspects of Krishna consciousness. And I guess I always begin with somewhat of a disclaimer, not a disclaimer, but there's a certain conservativeness embedded within our tradition of not transcending a step-by-step process to understand and realize these subjects called the sadhana kram. We first chant the name of Krishna, and we're attentive, and we're absorbed, and we're fixed in the name of Krishna, then naturally, then comes the form of Krishna will come into our mind naturally. And then as our chanting has increased, then not only the form of Krishna, not only the form of Krishna will manifest, but the his qualities will become evident. Then his qualities will become evident. And then, as we're chanting the name, and just naturally when you chant someone's name that you love, their form manifests and their quality manifests, and then the pastimes, the Leela will manifest. So this is achieved by fixedness in devotional service, the proper association, and chanting the holy name with sambandha jnana, or a firm conviction and understanding of the position of Krishna. We started from the beginning, so we'll just continue, and we'll pray that we'll understand something, at least the depth of the subject we're speaking, perhaps something of an aspiration, at least for the goal, because this is Priyojana. And Priyojana is the result that we're seeking for our practices of Krishna consciousness, and the result we're thinking, the result that we're seeking is a revelation of the absolute reality. And a revelation of the absolute reality, we actually understand the absolute reality, we love the absolute reality. It's just natural because we have a relationship with the absolute reality, and the energy in relationship is called love, and this is the ultimate reality, and this is our ultimate identity, is Sambandha Visheshgyan. We actually understand who we are, and we understand who the object of our love is, which is God, in a particular relationship, and we feel it. And that's the goal. The goal is to understand reality and feel reality. Feeling reality means feeling our relationship. Feeling reality means understanding and experiencing a relationship with Krishna. So he was discussing now, chapter 38 is Shringara Ras Vichar. And we had discussed before that prema manifests in Sambhog and Vipralamba, and we discussed in detail in the last chapter Vipralamba or separation. Now he'll discuss Sambhog. Goswami, there are two types of Krishna Lila, prakat, manifest, and aprakat, unmanifest. The stage of separation, viraha, Vipralambda Rasa, they've already described, correspond to prakat lila. So he describes separation, and that is in relationship to the prakat lila, the manifest lila. Of course, we'll see. However, in aprakat Vrindavan, there's no separation of the Vraja Devis from Srihari, who's totally engaged in his variegated blissful lila, such as the Ras lila. So the separation is when Krishna is manifest. But when he's unmanifest, there's no separation. The uprakat lila, the unmanifest. Because even in the manifest lila, when you're in separation from Krishna, and we discussed before, the last category of separation was prema vaichitya, where Krishna is there, but you don't see Krishna because of your intense love. And we gave the example of Prem Sarovara, where Madhu Mangal chased away the bee and said, Madhu is God. Radharani was in such a mood of emotional height of love that she just heard that, and it struck her, Krishna is God. And then she's sitting on Krishna's lap, but Krishna is God. And therefore, the object of her love, which is before her, went into her heart. So any time in deep separation, the object of your love goes into your heart. And Krishna is there, because Krishna is manifest according to the devotee's love for him, where separation from Krishna, our attaining Krishna is a matter of consciousness, not physical distance. So the consciousness is there, you're with Krishna. So even in deep separation, when your love becomes unmanifest, there's no separation. It's written in Mathura Mahatma, Krishna plays eternally with the gopas, and the gopa is there. Since the verb kriya is in the present tense, it understood that Krishna's lila are eternal. Therefore, in the aprakat lila of Goloka Vrindavan, there is no separation caused by Krishna making his residence in a distant place. Love and union, sambhog, eternally exists there. So this was type of separation that Krishna makes his residence in a distant place. So it's a type of separation, but there's no separation caused by that, because in the devotee's longing for Krishna, then Krishna is eternally there. Love and union, okay. Love and union, sambhog, exists eternally there. The nayaka and the nayikas are respectfully the Vishaya object in the Ashraya abode of love, and the term Sambhog refers to the wonderful bhav that arise from the rapture of their loving dealings, such as seeing each other, talking together, touching each other, the object which is solely to give pleasure to each other. There are two types of Sambhog, Mukhya and Gona. So here this describes what Sambhog is. The wonderful love when there's loving dealings, direct loving dealings, such as seeing each other, talking. Vijay, what is Mukhya Sambhog? Mukhya Sambhog is the Sambhog that takes place in the awakened state. There are four kinds of Mukhya Sambhog. Sanshipta Sambhog, brief Sambhog, which take place after Purva Rag. So there's a type of meeting that takes place when they meet for the first time. They were in separation because they never met, and then they meet for the same time, and that is a type of Sambhog. Then there's Sankirna Sambhog, restricted Sambhog, which takes place after Man is pacified. So there was another type of separation where Radha becomes angry with Krishna in love. And then when they meet after that, that's another type of meeting. And then there's Sampanna Sambhog, enriched Sambhog, which takes place after the Nayaka and Nayaka have been somewhat distant from each other for some time. So there's somewhat distant and long distance. Somewhat distant means they're separated within Vrindavan. They're separated within Vrindavan. You know, the Krishna goes to the forest and the gopis feel separation. Then Krishna comes back. And they meet. And that's called Sampanna Sambhog. And then Sabriddhiman Sambhog, flourishing Sambhog, which takes place after being separated for a long distance. Krishna's left Vrindavan. And then they meet again at Kurukshetra. So you see that the union is always nourished by the separation. They never met before, they meet. They're angry, they're pacified, they meet. They're separated in Vrindavan, they meet. They're separated outside of Vrindavan, and they meet. So please describe Sankshipta Sambhog. This is after Purva Rag. Again, Purva Rag means before they ever meet, they have affection for each other, but it's a separation. Sankshipta Sambhog is characterized by reverence and shyness. So they never met before between Radha and Krishna or between Krishna and the gopis. As a result, the expression of their mutual love, such as kissing and embracing, are brief and hasty. So they never met before, and they meet for the first time, and it's some reverence and shyness. So please explain Sankirna Sambhog. This is after anger. So what happens after anger and it's pacified? The gopis' endeavors for amorous pastimes are expressed with simultaneous feelings of pain and pleasure. This is compared to the relish of chewing hot sugar cane. Although it is sweet, it also burns. The state resulting from her remembering that the Krishna deceived her, from seeing marks of amorous enjoyment on Krishna's body or from hearing from others about his amorous activities with other women. So that she's angry, and they meet again, but it's bittersweet. And what is Sampanna Sambhog? Sampanna Sambhog takes place when Krishna returns to be with the gopis after being a short distance away. There are two types, Agata and Pradubhav. Agata is the appearance of Krishna before the gopis during the routine of general everyday life. For example, the gopis have darshan of Krishna regularly in the evening when he returns from grazing the cows. And Pradurbhava refers to Krishna's sudden appearance before the gopis when they are extremely overwhelmed by praying. An example of Sri Krishna's sudden appearance before the gopis when they were lamenting in separation because he had disappeared from the Rasa-lila. In Pradurbhava, there is a festival happiness arising from the fulfillment of all one's cherished desires. So now this is Samriddhiman Sambhog. It's the Sambhog when at a distance, and the Goswami explains, it's not possible for Krishna and the gopis to see each other and meet together all the time because they are subordinate to others and bound by social etiquette. The profuse bliss that they experience when they meet suddenly after being released from the influence of external pressures is called Samriddhiman Sambhog. There are two types of Sambhog Ras, namely concealed chana and manifest prakash, but there's no need to explain them at the present. So now what is Gona Sambhog? So Mukya Sambhog means direct, and Gona means Gona means indirect. Let's we'll see what Gona is. Gona Sambhog refers to the particular pastimes of Sri Krishna that are experienced during dreams. There are two kinds of dreams, general and special. I've already described general dreams in the context of Vyabhachari Bhav. The Sambhog in special dreams is experienced as real and supremely amazing, and it is endowed with Stai Bhavs and Sanchari Bhavs like those of the waking state. In other words, it is exactly like the Sambhog when one awakes. Gona Sambhog has the same divisions as Mukya Sambhog. Sanchip Sambhog, Sankir Sambhog, Sampana Sambhog, and Samriddhiman Sambhog. So, it's just dreaming. Radha or Krishna are dreaming of each other. And they experience union in the dream, and from the same different reasons, that they've never met and they meet for the first time, or pacifying after anger, or Krishna going for a short distance, or Krishna more permanently restricted by social etiquette, whatever it is, and they meet. So this also happens in dreams. No factual events occur when one is dreaming, Vijay said. So how is Samriddhiman Sambhog at all possible? Goswami, the sarup of a dream is the same as that of a waking state. This is demonstrated by the example of Usha and Aniruddha. So dreams can be real. I know that I heard from a sadhu in Vrindavan, and I think I've experienced to a little degree that when the sadhaka needs faith, but he can't attain that level of faith directly in the manifest state, then qualified, then God or the devotees may appear in the dreams. They may actually appear in one's dream, so Krishna can appear. So this is a story that's demonstrated by the example of Usha and Aniruddha. Well, Usha was asleep in King Bana's inner royal chambers at Sunitapur. She was practically experiencing the pleasure of union with Aniruddha in her dream. At the very same time, Aniruddha was dreaming in his sleeping chamber at Dwarkapuri and was also enjoying the pleasure of Vilas with Usha. Ordinary people of the mundane realm do not have such experiences. We can substantiate this fact further by the evidence of direct perception, because there are examples of Siddha Bhaktas having extremely wonderful dreams in which they receive articles such as ornaments, which are still with them when they wake up. This is because the dreams themselves are reality. So that they may be dreaming of something, like the example is given in Nectar Devotion, a devotee is cooking sweet rice, the Krishna, and he wants to test if it's hot or not. He puts his finger in there in the dream, and he gets burnt, and when he wakes up, he has a burnt finger. And there are other things of Krishna giving things to people. This is because such dreams are reality. Similarly, Krishna and his associates have unimpeded dreams in which sambhog actually takes place. These dreams are two types. A dream that occurs while one is awake, jagara, yamana, swapna, and the condition of wakefulness that occurs when one is dreaming. Swapna, yamana, jagara. The dreams of gopis who have transcended the fourth state, namely samadhi, and obtained the fifth state, namely prema, are not false like dreams that are caused by the motive passion. Rather, the dreams of the gopis are aprakat, nirgun, and absolutely real. Consequently, it is perfectly possible for some riddhiman sambhog to take place in the highly astonishing uppercut dream pastimes of Krishna and his beloved gopis. Some points here that are interesting, that prema is the fifth state. The fourth state is samadhi. So prema is actually higher than samadhi. And it's not false, like the dreams, our dreams are the mode of passion. Mind is active. Please describe the anubhav of sambhog. So when you meet, what are the activities? Again, the bhav for rasa to take place, for fully mature love to take place, there's five emotional experiences required. And one are the actions of love in a particular relationship. Goswami, the anubhavs of sambhog are seeing each other, sandarshana, talking, jalpana, touching, sparshana, blocking each other's way in a solitary place, rahavartman rodana, rasa lila, pleasure pastimes in Vrindavan. Rasa lila is a separate one, don't even explain it. Pleasure pastimes in Vrindavan, Vrindavan krita, playing in the Jamuna, Jamuna jale keli. Both pastimes, Noka Vilas, pastimes of stealing flowers, Pushpa Chora Lila, pastimes of demanding taxes, Dana Lila, hide and seek in the Kunjas, Kunja Lokachuri Kala, drinking honey wine, Madhupana, Krishna dressing in female attire, Srivesh Dharana, pretending to sleep, Kapata Nidra, gambling, Juta Krida, pulling off each other's garments, vastra akarshana, kissing, chumbana, embracing, alingana, making nail marks, nuka arpana, drinking the nectar of the lips that are like the bimba fruit, bimba adara siddhapan, and enjoying amorous union. Niduvan, vani, ramana, sampriyo. Vijay Prabhu, lila vilas is distinct from amorous union. Which of these two give more bliss? There is more bliss in lila vilas than sambhog. What is this? Okay, I'm going to end there. I have to figure that out. I'm going to have to go, but this is getting really interesting, so stay tuned next week. Because we'll also discuss the Astaka Lila, Smaran, the different times of the day. So those of you, Anybody quickly like to say hello, and then I'll get on with the rest of my activities. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Who else is there?
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Gail here.
Yeah, Gail, and okay, who else is there?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Shri Radha and Priya.
Okay, thank you all. Okay, I have to get going. Okay, Haribo.